Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. You guys, it's time for a brand new theme month. As promised, I will be devoting all of my February episodes to bathroom topics. It's February. And joining me to kick things off is David Cavucci. Hi, David.
February.
Okay. Clever, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head.
February.
No, February.
But the thing is that when we, I originally really liked February.
Yeah.
I mean, the more childish the joke, the more I'm going to love
February.
It. Yeah, February. But February doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well as February. So
but
that's
like,
why we went with February.
February doesn't sound like a pun. It sounds like a child who, like, February.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it sounds like a small child in Brooklyn. Like a Brooklyn child name.
I don't even know how to do it. No, yeah, it could be that, too. This is our daughter, February.
There were other really good suggestions. Actually, one of the best ones was Game of Thrones, but I can't use that because, like, I would have been.
That's also not a. That's just the title of a show. That's not an idea.
But it's a bathroom pun because you call the toilet the throne.
But that's not a pun. That's just a title.
Oh, David! Don't like, start with me already, you guys. I'm sick as a dog, and David's being difficult.
Like you could call your call it Schitt's Creek. I don't know. Like it's not like there's no thought that goes into that. Like,
all right, well it's called February. That's okay. What it is.
Welcome.
I'm sorry that you don't think it's the most clever thing in the world. I think it's clever. And you know what? It's my show. It's not your show. So
as guest, don't you accommodate your guests?
I gave you beer.
Thank you.
That's about as much as I'm going to accommodate you. So yeah, you guys, all this month we're going to be doing bathroom topics. I've got a lot of really fun stuff planned. I had to have David come help me kick things off because he's like the resident bro of the clean cast. And I felt like bathrooms are kind of a bro-y topic. And so, yeah, so here you are.
I mean, bros poop. Everybody
poops.
Yeah.
Everybody, that's
yeah,
the thing.
Probably.
Yeah. We're not here to talk about poop today, though.
Okay. Sure.
Well, we are going to talk about poop because I got a real wild final question to share with you guys. But we're going to start this one off primarily focused on the shower and the tub.
Mm.
So we got some great questions, including, because I am a benevolent overlord, I texted David when I was planning the episode, and I was like, all right, like, this is the kickoff. So if you've got something about the bathroom that really vexes you, you tell me now, and I will make sure that, like, I plan the episode around it. And indeed, David is vexed. Before we get into what is vexing David, I want to remind...
Subscribe to Patreon.
Yes, please. I want to remind you guys to subscribe to Patreon, where I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. Chip Chat today, I have some Tinder talk to do.
Ooh.
I had a real weird experience this morning, and I am excited to see.
Was it a morning Tinder date?
No.
Tinder experience?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
On Tinder Talk and Chip Chat. Like, I'm most excited. I mean, one, it's crazy. It's like, this was the first, like, truly crazy. And I knew going in that it was going to be crazy, which is why I did it.
This is like, I might have to subscribe to Patreon now to hear this.
But, like, I didn't even know how completely off the rails this guy was going to be. And it was crazy. And I'm mostly excited to get your reaction to
it. Okay. Did you file a police report? Or?
I mean, I came pretty close. Like, it was craziness. Okay. It was real craziness. Anyway, so that's what we're going to be doing over at Chip Chat today. But first, David. Sweet David is vexed. Would you like to tell the people why you are so vexed? I can actually hand over. You can read verbatim what you texted me.
Oh, I remember what I wrote because I will rant about this all the time. I frequently, as a person who exists, buy shower curtains. You know, I've lived in New York, so I've moved 3 times, moved a bunch of times. And every time it's just like buy a new shower curtain because why would you travel or move the shower curtain? And I always go to Target and go to like the bathroom section and all the shower curtains say, very like the clear ones and the white ones, the liners, the shower curtain liners.
Right, liners.
I travel with.
You keep your curtains.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I brought my curtain with me, but like the shower curtain thing, it's like $4, and all of them on the bag say mold free guaranteed.
Yes.
They guarantee that they will, you know, mold will not form. It is mold resistant, and none of them are fucking, or even remotely close to being mold resistant. I'm in a particularly vexing situation because my current bathroom is very small and it doesn't have ventilation. So that molds up pretty quick. But any shower curtain I've ever gotten, it has become a haven of mold. And like, I genuinely would like to get together CleanCast readers in a class action lawsuit. Class action lawsuit against the label that claims to be mold resistant, because it isn't. It's as mildew resistant. It's just you get that like gray circles that just sort of creep up. And I mean, they're easy to clean. I fill up my tub with hot water and bleach, dump it in there and sit it for a minute or like 20 minutes. And it's gone, and then like rub it down. But it's still obnoxious. It's false. Right. It's false advertising.
Listen, I stand with you. I support this class action lawsuit.
Okay. I mean, we've got 2 people now.
Yeah.
And like at the end of the day, I've spent probably $12 on shower curtains. So cheap. It's like. Like the liner is like $4.
Like it is so frustrating because I've had this experience too, and it drives me nuts because it's disgusting to look at. And yes, it's easy to clean. I'm going to talk to you guys about how to clean shower curtains.
Things. I just told them.
Well, I have other things to offer. Okay.
My shower is also leaking now.
That's what you get for trying to take over my show, David.
It's great. You know how New York City handymen are like just like the worst.
Uh-huh. I don't
know. They will like lie and not fix anything. And the plumber came and he's like looks up and I was like, well, it's not leaking now. It usually like is late. I don't know why it starts late at night. He's like, okay. He's like, can we go upstairs? And the person above me was like, well, no one told me this was happening. I was like, I talked to your wife. Like, I don't care what you guys do. Like, that's not part of the story. Like, the plumber goes and like. The plumber goes and like looks at the sink. He's like, I'm not sure what this is. And he's like,
it's a sink. You're a plumber. You should know what it is.
Well, he goes, someone's going to have to cut a hole in your ceiling. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like, that's how you fix stuff that is in the ceiling. And he's like, oh, I don't do that. And I was like, he's like, you'll have to call someone to cut a hole and then I'll come back. And I was like, what could you have like figured out? It's leaking from the ceiling. Of course, it's in the fucking ceiling.
Once again, you guys, the CleanCast is just therapy. This is just David working through his issues.
Anyway.
All right. Let's talk about what to do about the shower curtain, because it is really, really frustrating, and this is true.
I get my own cleaning tips.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sweet.
I said I would open. I told you.
I was just gonna like vent, and then we moved on to questions.
No, okay. I'm gonna help.
All right.
I'm here to help.
Okay.
It's part of the job. So first of all, I just want to say that, like, yes, this is true. I mean, you guys know, I clean my bathroom every single week, right? I'm so diligent in my bathroom. My shower curtain liner gets funky and it drives me nuts and it's disgusting and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you, first of all, one thing that will help, it doesn't make it mold free, but it will help to close the shower curtain when you're done showering. So the problem with leaving it open, so they're kind of like two schools of thought.
I would have guessed the exact opposite.
Right. So one school of thought is if you leave it open, there's more air ventilation that gets into the shower. The problem with that is that the curtain itself then folds in on its own fabric. And all of that moisture that is so attractive to the development of molds and mildew and et cetera, is like it's heightened because the liner will not dry out.
Yeah, I got
versus
that.
If you pull it taut, it will dry out faster. So that's one best practice. Now, one other thing to do.
That's so much extra work.
Closing the shower curtain? No, David, it's not. No.
My morning is like a finely tuned routine that takes me like 45 minutes just to get out of bed. Like adding one extra step is just
throw the whole thing off. the thing is, like, in my own life, I actually also just prefer it to be closed because I think the bathroom looks tidier.
It does, yeah.
When the shower curtain is closed. And I mean, obviously my shower is very highly groomed, but it's just the appearance of, just to my eye at least, it looks
right.
Tidier.
No, I agree on that.
So what?
And you got a nice shower curtain, you show it off.
Yeah. So one other thing to mention, this is going to send you into a tailspin.
Most everything does.
I'm not even going to ask you, David, to do this. I just want to suggest this to the people. One other thing that really, really does help with general mold and mildew development, or helps to stop general mold and mildew development in a bathroom, is to squeegee off the shower walls when you're done showering. Yeah. So I know it sounds like a lot. When I lived in an apartment that had glass shower doors,
yeah,
I squeegeed the glass shower doors every day after my shower.
I do like that sensation of...
Once you get used to doing it, it takes zero time. It's like a 15-second operation, literally. I mean, it truly is. It's less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, I've cleaned a car window.
Yeah, and once you get used to doing it, like, you don't think anything of it. And yeah, squeegeeing is also fun.
Yeah, it is.
So the idea is that basically, and you know, David touched on this when he said that he doesn't really have great ventilation going on in his bathroom. The problem really in bathrooms around, you know, mold and mildew and bacterial development is just that it's a tremendously damp environment. So anything that you can do to cut down on dampness will help. A few other things you can do is, you know, if you don't have good ventilation in the bathroom, there are small plug-in, like wall plug fans that you can get that are tiny that at least will like give you a little extra air circulation. You can use a desiccant in there like Damprid. That pulls moisture out of the air. I love Damprid. Damprid is so cool.
I don't know what a desiccant is.
I feel like Damprid will be a thing you really like. So a desiccant is a term for any substance that pulls moisture out of the air. And what Damprid is, so you get Damprid at like, home improvement stores, hardware stores, you know, Target kind of places. It's a little like plastic container that has basically like a colander insert in it and a bag of little white pellets.
Okay.
And you open the bag of white pellets and you pour them into the colander insert. And you just put the little container of Damprid in whatever room you need to...
Desiccate.
Yes, indeed. And like this is the kind of stuff that's great in bathrooms. It's great in garages and basements. It's great in closets that tend to get a little damp and musty smelling. You just leave it. You are very inactive in all of this, and the pellets absorb moisture out of the air, and the below the colander, all of the extra water will collect. And like when you know you notice that all the pellets are almost gone, you will pull the colander out, and you'll see that the little bucket is like almost full with water, and you just flush the water down the toilet, and that's it. And then you refill the colander.
Can you pour it down the sink
or the sink? Yeah, okay, it's fine.
I guess if you're in the bathroom, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't flush a lot of it.
Damprid. It's just water. No, you're not flushing. You're not flushing a substance.
I get it.
Yeah, it's just literally water. Yeah. Okay, so that's some stuff around reducing moisture levels in bathrooms that will help with this. Now, in terms of the actual keeping mold and mildew at bay on a shower curtain liner, here's what I do in my own life. So I use a product called X14. Longtime listeners are like, oh, Jolie's about to go off on her beloved X14. You guys, I love this stuff. This stuff is bananas. I don't know what it's made of. I'm pretty sure it's rocket fuel. It is as like toxic as toxic gets. It stinks to high heaven. Like, you definitely want to like open as many windows as you can when you're using it. You want to wear gloves, like all of that kind of stuff. But it is amazing. It's like Tilex on crack. Like, it's so, so, so much better than Tilex. So that's what I use. I spray around the grout lines when I'm done doing my bathroom clean. I just give it a little light mist. I actually don't even do that every week. Probably every other week I do that. And it just kills. Like, I don't even need to scrub or anything. It just kills all of the mold and mildew bacterial buildup. And when I start noticing the little spots occurring on my shower curtain liner, I just give the liner a little spritz too.
And that just disappears them?
It just kills it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's easier. I mean, your method of putting the taking it down and putting it in the tub with bleach is great. Like, that'll work.
It also helps. You need to I do it infrequently, so there's a pretty good mold buildup by the time I do it.
Okay, so if you want to avoid that, just if you spray it, then you're actually probably never even going to have to do that. But another thing that you can do is you can wash a shower curtain liner. And I've talked about this on the show before. I generally don't recommend that you wash plastic shower curtain liners in top loaders that have center agitators. I know you guys are out there who have successfully done this.
Yeah, I feel like I could pull that off.
I've heard from you.
It seems like it's not too dangerous.
I trust your experience. Well, what happens with the center agitator is the center agitator will shred the liner.
Well, it's like not always.
Okay, I've heard you. You can stop sending me the angry emails. Okay, please. It's like, you're a little out of control with angry emails about this. Congratulations for being the outlier who didn't shred her liner. Generally speaking, I don't recommend it. But if you have a top loader that doesn't have a center agitator or you have a front loader, you can definitely go ahead and just wash the plastic shower curtain liner. Do not put it in the dryer. Just rehang it to dry.
You know what else? I have one other trick I use that extends the life. You flip the shower curtain so the mold side goes in to face the...
Oh, that's smart.
So then, yeah.
Yeah. That's smart. Sure. Okay, I like that.
So you
that.
Have to clean it half as much.
Yeah, that's good. All right, we have a question. Similar theme.
Okay.
From Lara.
Lara? Is it not Lara?
Lara? Lara? How do you pronounce that name?
I have a friend who's Lara. She goes by Lara.
Okay.
But other people do it. Dear A Clean... Well, she doesn't even know your name. Dear A Clean Person.
I love it when they call me that.
I feel like it's like you're a superhero. I feel like I've been fighting bathroom demons since moving into my new home, and I'm getting my ass kicked. First, the rust stains rear their ugly faces in every corner of the shower, and the evil source seems to be the shower door. Next, I've noticed that under the clear, not so great caulk job, there is mold. I've been combating my shower devils with everything from natural cleaners to industrial strength chemicals, but I'm getting pummeled. How can I exercise the mold and rust stains? Please help, my guardian cleaning angel. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lara. I cut out all my caulk once and re-caulked it because it was so moldy, and that seemed like the best solution.
What? Once again, do you want to just host the show? Like, can you let me do my job?
No,
David?
I'm just giving you.
You have a job. Let me do my job.
But I know that's not the realistic solution, but
it is.
Oh, it is.
One of them, okay. Yes. Well, all right. I went and stepped on my whole damn answer. All right. Let's actually.
We can cut that, you know.
No, that's fine. let's talk about the rust stains first.
Okay.
Okay. So rust stains are weird. The weirdest thing about rust stains is that rust stains should never be treated with chlorine bleach, and they should also not be treated with oxygen bleach. There's like a weird chemical reaction that happens. With that said, when you're talking about a rust stain that's on a hard surface, it's like a lot easier to get out than when you're talking about a rust stain on fabric. And in this case, we're talking about a hard surface. So basically what you need is a rust stain remover. There are a bunch of these on the market. There's one called Wink, W-H-I-N-K. and there's another one that's made by the Rust-Oleum Corporation, which makes sense given that stop winking at me.
I'm not sure if I'm good at winking. I'm
You're not at all. It's really, really creepy too.
Move my head while I do it. Okay. Wink.
Okay. And so there's another one that's made by Rust-Oleum Corporation, which makes sense that Rust-Oleum would make a rust stain remover. The product is literally just called Rust Stain Remover. That's the brand name. Those are the kinds of things, again, you can find at any hardware store, big box store like Home Depot, will have them. those will work. One other weird little like thing to mention is the pumice stick. I love a pumice stick. Pumice stick will work on porcelain and enamel. You again, that's the kind of thing you find at the hardware store. You get it wet and you rub it on stains, and it will take basically any stain off of porcelain and enamel. So great.
I feel like that would make a weird noise.
I'm gonna level.
Yeah,
it does.
Like.
It's a little fingernails on chalkboardy, but it really works. And the thing is, it's totally non-toxic. So for people who don't want, commercial rusting removers are pretty toxic.
Yeah,
listen, David. I like to give people options.
Yeah, no,
so
I get
they
it.
Can use a product that they feel comfortable with.
I agree. I like the buzz. I like the buzz of toxic chemicals.
Same. one other thing that that will work is especially true when you're talking about rust stains on fabric, but it'll also work on hard surfaces, is just lemon juice. Lemon juice will kill a rust stain. So weird. Yep.
Wild.
And then just as a reminder, don't use bleach. All right. So I'm gonna make a command decision. Let's kick to break right now, and then when we come back, we'll talk about what to do about the moldy cock.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna get scolded during break for answering questions.
No, you're not. No. I don't have enough energy to scold you during the break. If there's gonna be scolding going on, it's gonna be going on a hot mic. All right, so David and I will be right back with more about your bathrooms. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by David Cavucci. We're talking about bathrooms and how David apparently now wants to be Ask a Clean Person.
Junior.
Jolie Junior?
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah. No, JJ.
You're going to have to start wearing a lot more pink.
I have a pink shirt, but it's a summer shirt.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
It's, you know, traditional. It's got little things on it.
Critters.
I've started getting into pattern shirts now that, you know, they were popular 3 years ago. It's like I finally come around to it.
All right. I support that. I actually just realized we're both wearing camo today. I'm not wearing it in the studio, but I have a camo jacket, you know, a camo hat. So, yeah, you really are a little tiny Jolie there. It's cute.
Yeah, I'd like to believe I invented camo, but, you know.
You sure did. All right, let's talk
Speaking of not camouflage things, mold on cock.
Moldy cock.
Yeah, you can see it. It's not.
who doesn't pretty, love pretty a moldy cock?
It's pretty dry. It's like black and spotty. Ugh.
Yeah, really, really, really gross. So X14 is probably going to be the best bet. Tilex is also
such a cool name.
Good, but like, you guys, X14 is so good. It is also a really good name. It sounds to me like an X-Men character.
I was going to say it sounds like the plane they fly.
Yeah. Yes, actually. Exactly. But like I said,
the girl in Logan, she was X some sort of number.
Oh, I didn't see Logan.
She might have even been X14.
Mm.
Logan was good.
I feel like we've actually talked about this on the show.
I love X-Men.
Like when that movie came out, Kristen Lee was here.
Uh-huh. I'm going to use my
Who's one of my
device.
Car people, and I feel like she had just seen Logan and she was like, I'm pretty sure this was a character. Or like something on the movie. Anyway, I don't see movies. So, and I definitely, if I did see movies, would not see Logan.
Do you watch them like when you get home?
No, I'm not a movie person.
I like watching movies at home.
Mm-mm.
I
don't have the attention span for movies. I get antsy.
Maybe she doesn't have a name.
Okay. So what I would say is try the X14. I feel like that's going to do it. However, if it doesn't. David already spoiled it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Apologies.
I'll forgive
you. X23 is her name.
Oh, okay. I feel like X14 is cooler
than
X23. Okay, so if that doesn't work, yeah, you cut. So grout is tricky. Cock is easy. Cock is very, very easy. So basically what you're going to do, first of all, avail yourself of YouTube tutorials because they will help you understand exactly the process that you need to take for this. But basically what you're going to do is you're going to use an X-Acto knife. Be really careful. Don't lose a digit doing this process.
Mm-hmm.
But you're basically going to use an X-Acto knife to just cut out the old moldy cock. And it's like every lady's fantasy.
I read yesterday the New York Times piece on Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh, I haven't read that yet.
It was good, but they even have a line in it about how guys sort of cringe when they read it. And
yeah.
I was cringing the whole time.
Sure, yeah.
Which reminds me of a Lorena Bobbitt joke I had. It's pretty funny if you want to hear it. We'll save it for Chip Chat.
I mean, well, no, I feel like now you just got to make it. All right.
This was like told in 1994 by like my mom's boyfriend to me, which is why I remember it so well. Did you hear that Lorena Bobbitt got a new boyfriend and she stabbed him in the thigh?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, but they didn't press charges because it was a misdemeanor.
Oh.
Wow. That joke has stuck with me for 23 years. Whenever I hear the phrase misdemeanor, I'm just like, I think of that joke.
That is really bad. Wow. Thank you for sharing with
You're welcome.
The audience.
I'm doing my best to never get invited back.
Cheers to that.
It's a fantastic article that talks about sort of how poorly she was treated, and she was very poorly treated by the media. It's worth a read.
Yeah. All right. So back to cut.
We're on. That's the topic we're on.
Cutting cocks.
Yeah. We need to go back to.
The basic idea is that you're gonna cut out all of the old, sort of like disintegrated, moldy cock, and then you're gonna clean the area. Again, X14 is great for it. Bleach and a scrub brush. Any one of the products that you know will kill mold. We'll do it, and then you're going to apply new caulk. And applying new caulk is so easy. It's like, I mean, if you can squeeze toothpaste out of a tube, you can apply caulk. But with that said, I also want to acknowledge that, like, not everybody is handy. Not everybody feels comfortable being handy. Even if you're capable of it, you might not feel confident in doing it. And I get that. Like, there are a lot of things that I'm capable of doing handy lady-wise that I don't feel confident in doing, and so I kind of avoid. So I completely get that. And if you find that that's you, hire a TaskRabbit. You literally, like, TaskRabbit exists now, and so you can avail yourself of that service or Angie's List or whatever, and just throw some money at the problem and have someone come do it for you.
Yeah, it's genuinely a 10-minute task.
Yeah, it really is easy. Or like, find a handy friend and be like, hey, can I take you out for dinner afterwards to say thank you, or can I is there something I can help you with, or can I bake you a batch of cookies, or like whatever, you can barter. We can have a barter economy.
If you're in New York and need some caulking, ask Jolie and she can pass my name along.
Is this your strat for meeting new ladies?
Possibly.
Yeah.
No, I used to. I used to work construction, so I.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I'm going to take advantage of you now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have projects.
Okay.
I need help with.
I like doing things.
Good. And I'll take you out for dinner, or I'll bake you cookies.
Let me be on the podcast again.
I mean, you're always welcome on the podcast.
That's all I want to do.
I told.
I should be at work right now, and instead I'm dipped out of work at 3 to come podcast.
Yay.
There's like shit going on. I'm on my phone. I'm just like, ooh, guys, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm in the middle of editing a piece right now.
I totally lost my train of thought. I'm going to tell you something about Tim Herrera. It'll come back to me. Anyway, let me have you read this last question.
Okay.
This is a real doozy.
Here we go.
This is actually more, I sort of included this more, less because there's like a cleaning answer, and more just because it was like, if I'm going to do a whole month of bathroom arcs episodes, I felt like I had to close out the opening episode with this question because it was so funny.
Okay.
And it's going to make you laugh really hard, too.
I have not seen this, so I'm
okay,
going in cold. You do remember you saying something about it being a doozy.
Yeah.
I'm starting with N writes.
Yeah.
Did I say the first person's? Lara. Lara, that's right.
Yeah, Lara.
We got her name. Okay.
Yeah.
Jolie, help.
I always love it when the emails start with like a panic. Jolie, help.
Happy New Year. This morning, I let out a small fart in the shower. I'm a lady. It was not a fart. I'm a monster.
David is like already traumatized. You guys, I wish
you
could
see his face. I'm not traumatized. I'm confused. I immediately... Oh. Oh. Okay, I see what happens. Okay. I immediately rinsed the mess away and then poured chlorine bleach on the floor of the tub and a little down the drain. But now what? Is it chill? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the end of the question.
I feel like
what if a smell... No. What if a smell lingers? Is there a tiny poop flecks in my pipe forever? I texted my best friend. She suggested nothing. Do you have other suggestions? Please help me keep this dirty secret from my live-in partner. He's only just making peace with how often I fart. I was never a real lady. Regards, Anne. I mean, she's wondering if it's chill. Yeah, I haven't pooped in the shower, but I've definitely had experiences like that. I think she's, it's your show, you answer. Anne, it's cool. Don't worry.
All right, so that is what I said. So I wrote back to Anne. And you know, I don't normally write back to people, but I sort of do have this like I have this thing where from time to time, if you guys follow me on Twitter, you know that from time to time I will screenshot some of the questions I get and tweet them. Like, and I always take out obviously like the names.
Yeah. Well, except here.
No. Meaning I'll obscure the last name and like
gotcha,
any
gotcha.
Idea. Yeah, like Anne is a generic enough name. If it was a very unusual first name, I would just obscure the whole thing and I'd probably give it a fake name and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So this one was so remarkable that I screenshotted it and tweeted it. But I also have like my own personal rule that if I'm going to screenshot and tweet out your email, I'm going to write back to you.
Yeah.
And
like
I never
nice...
write. I can't write back to emails. So generally as a rule, I don't write back to any emails just to keep things fair. But the exception is if I'm using it for Twitter likes,
yeah, gotcha.
you get a response from me. So I wrote back to Anne and I was like, Anne, you have totally made my year. I laughed so hard at this. Like, you are A-okay. Please do not worry about a thing. Listen, don't tell your partner. I'm not going to tell either. It's going to be our little secret. And she was super, super funny. And she wrote back and she was like, thank you so much. Like, this is really funny and it will be our little secret. So the thing is that, look, yes, it is gross, right? And it goes into... Oh, this was the thing I was going to tell you about Tim Herrera. So you guys, David knows Tim Herrera. And for some reason that none of us have unraveled, has started calling him Jim Herrera, which...
That's his name.
Tim and I are obsessed with Jim Herrera, by the way. I have started calling him Jimbo.
Oh.
Because I like to just take it and like run over the line with it. So anyway, Jim and I tied one on the other night, and late night we were, you know, doing what people do late night, just being stupid. And first of all, he's my editor. That's so inappropriate. You guys, David was making the like porking gesture.
You'd say what people are doing late night. I'm either sleeping or
boning.
Boning? No, I'm better
you're
sleeping.
You're sleeping or yeah. Boning your editor? No, I was not boning my editor.
No.
No, we were drinking the lily pad. And I was like, Kavuchi's coming on the clean cast this week. And I was like, I have a freaking doozy of a final question for him. And I'm so excited to see his face light off when I make him read it. And I showed it to him and Tim was just like, oh, wow. Yeah. He was like, oh, I did not see that coming at all. And I was like, yeah, I know. It was a really good one.
I feel like Tim doesn't fart. Says he doesn't fart.
I don't want to think about it. Again, this is my editor you're talking about.
He's not my editor.
But he's my editor. So Tim's listeners know this. Tim has had this, like, hair across his ass that he wants me to write this story about things being psychologically...
Okay, that was a metaphor.
That's a saying. Have you ever heard that saying?
Not... Yes, I haven't.
It's akin to getting something stuck in your craw.
Okay.
A hair across your ass. So anyway, he has wanted me to write the story, and I am going to write it, about the concept of things being psychologically unclean. Like, when you know something is actually clean, but, like, you can't get the – you can't bleach your brain, so you can't forget what's happened. And so when I showed him this question, I was like, Tim – this is the lead of the psychologically unclean piece.
Yeah.
Because this is exactly what it is. Like, of course bleach will kill fecal matter. Of course.
Like,
of course the shower is clean. Of course there's no smell. Everything went down the drain also. Like, and if there are flecks of poop in the drain, there already are flecks of poop in the drain. Like, that's the nature of drains.
Yeah, there's, what about the toilet? You know, there's flecks of poop.
I mean, that's plumbing.
And pooping.
But when you know that something has happened, you can't forget, and so that's the psychologically unclean part of it.
I have some.
So
my dog once pooped on my sheets, and I cleaned them,
and they were never the same,
just
right?
Like, you know what? I just need to buy new sheets.
Yeah. I mean, that'll happen. Like, there, I did a live show last year. And one of the stories that we told on the live show episode was about someone who threw up in her pillowcase, and, like, you know, washed the pillowcases and, like, put them back on the bed, and then just looked at it and was like, yeah, no, I can actually not ever use these pillowcases again, and, like, threw them out. It's just like, I can't do it. And so that story and that live show, Tim was there, and that was where he was like, I have to have you write the story. And I
what
was
a
like,
good editor. Just seeing a topic and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a great editor. And the problem is that sometimes what's happened with this is that, like, I haven't formed the story in my mind. And so that's why I keep putting off and putting it off and putting it off. But, like, I have so many examples of it now that I'm like, yes, I know. I just have to write the story.
Is Anne, like, never gonna take a bath again in a bathtub? Like, I don't want that to happen to her. Like,
no, because I told her, I was like, listen, I was like, I'm telling you that this is clean. And she was like, okay, I'm gonna like do my best to convince myself that this is clean. So anyway, but yeah, so listen, you guys, on that note, this is a good time to wrap up our first February episode. This was really fun, David. Thanks for coming back.
I'm trying to think if I've got anything to add, but I think we're closing the podcast out. So.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to vent about?
Not really.
Okay.
I thought had something, but...
We got Chip Chat coming up anyway.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. So you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.